Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Do you ever feel like you're not getting where you want to go as fast as you want, that you get motivated and then that wears off? Well, there's three critical steps to stay motivated over a long period of time, and I'm going to share with you step number two in this video right now. Hey, everybody. My name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of both therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And again, in today's video, this is part two on motivation, how to stay motivated over a long period of time to get the results that you want. Now, in the last video, we talked about belief. If you have not seen that video yet, below this video will be a link to take you back to video one. Watch that video on belief and then come over here and watch video two, which is about raising your standards. Now, in order to maintain that long-term motivation, you're gonna have to raise your standards. And I want you to think about something right now. I want you to think about the fact that wherever your business is right now is a direct relationship, has a direct relationship to your standards, to what you accept. Now, I know that can sound harsh because you may wanna blame it on other things, but the reality is that you have set a standard, and that is the standard that everything is adhering to. So if you're not happy with some food that's coming out of your kitchen, it's only coming out that way because you've allowed it. Your standard is lower than you want the standard to be. You may think your standard is high, but whatever's coming out of the kitchen is actually your standard. So I'm gonna give you six steps here. I'm gonna look at my cheat sheet, but I'm gonna give you six steps here to help you raise your standard and keep that long-term motivation to get those results that you're looking for in your restaurant. So step one is just simply write this down. Go ahead and identify an area in your restaurant, in your business, that you're not happy with, an area that there is some room for improvement. So go ahead and write that down. If you need to pause this video, pause it and write that down. Don't go to the next step until you've written it down. So great. By now you should have written down an area that has some room for improvement. Then step two is I want you to identify the belief that supports that standard. And what I mean by that is there's got to be a belief that's supporting that standard. So let's say that you believe your service isn't as good as it should be. Well, then you might be saying to yourself, well, it's just these millennials. They don't want to work. That's a limiting belief. So write down whatever belief it is that is supporting the area that you believe has room for improvement. And then pause this video, write that down before we go on to number three. So number three now is set a new standard. So what is the standard for that? So let's assume that certain items aren't coming out of your kitchen fast enough. Well, then set the standard. Say all appetizers are served in 12 minutes or less, or all appetizers are served in 7 minutes or less. Set that new standard. Now, you may already have that standard, but you may be not achieving it, but go ahead and write down right now what that new standard is. Set that standard. Okay. Number four, now identify a belief that supports that new standard. So in that same example of speed in the kitchen, instead of a belief that my cooks aren't good enough or millennials don't want to work, what's the new belief? Is it that my employees love their job and cook so fast in the kitchen? That could be a new belief, that all my employees are super fast. All my employees are the fastest and highest quality cooks in the county. Well, that's a new belief. Now, that may not be true yet, but that's your belief. And why this is so important is that when you truly believe that, when you write that down and believe it, you will start to do things to support your new belief. Going off topic for a second, if we say that, like, if I'm overweight, let's say, like, I'm a little overweight. And if that's just what we say, is my mom used to say, I'm big boned. Well, if I believe that I'm big boned, then I'm going to do things that support that. But if I believe that I am a male model, that I'm a marathon runner, I'm going to make better choices when I'm eating food. Does that make sense? Okay, so step five is now to identify all of the things that you're doing that support your new belief. See, it's so easy for us to focus on the negative, on all the areas that we're struggling in, but now you have a new standard and a new belief. Go out and find the few things that you're doing really, really well that support that new standard. You may have a couple dishes on your menu that you get out in 3 or 4 minutes, or a couple of cooks that get all your food out. So start focusing on those. So write down the things that you are doing right now that support that new standard. And then number 6, get very detailed. Get focused, I should say. Get focused on all the things you're doing well and creating some new habits. Get hyper-focused on creating some new habits that support that new belief, no matter how small they are. All right, folks, so this was number 2 in motivation and in staying motivated for the long term. In the next video, I'm gonna bring you that 3rd step. But before we do that, I also wanna let you know that below this video is a spot where you can sign up, put your name and your email address to get on the early bird list for a very new program that I've got coming out. We're gonna start it in early 2018, and then we're gonna do it every year after that. So if you're watching this video later, go ahead and register anyways. But it's called Your Most Profitable Year Ever. I'm looking for about 12 to 15 really motivated people that really believe that next year is gonna be their best year ever and maybe want a little bit of help to get there, want someone to help them come up with a plan. But again, this is gonna be a higher end program for those restaurants that really, really are committed to crushing it in 2018. Small group of people. I'm gonna stick with you for a while during that program, but go ahead and put your name on the early bird list. And then you'll qualify for some extra bonuses. I'll be able to save your spot because there's going to be a lot of interest in this. Plus, I'll get you more information as we have that, as it gets closer to the actual registration date. So don't worry about like price or anything right now. Just get your name on that list. And again, I want to thank you guys for watching this video and look forward to bringing you video 3 next week. This has been Ryan Gromfin with The Restaurant Boss saying have a wonderful day. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.